Hello out there, and welcome to FinTech Hustle live from Finovate in the hall. And this is Sam Kilmer, Managing Director of Cornerstone Advisors. I am joined by my co-host, Mary Wisniewski of Cornerstone Advisors as well. And we are here with a rock star group of FinTechers that Mary and I have the privilege of talking with over the next few minutes here at Finovate. So let's just go ahead and get right to the introductions. I've got Rilla DeLaurier here, who is you're a veteran banker. You've got, you were at SunTrust. You were at all these different places. Now you're on multiple boards, including Coastal Community, right?
That's right. Oh, yep.
Great.
And Nimbus.
And on the board of Nimbus. That's and Atlantic Union. Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining us.
Happy appreciate to be here.
You betcha. So, we also have Tammy Bangs, Vice President of PortX. Thanks for joining us, Tammy.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
And I see you've got the coffee, the lipstick right there on top of the coffee. That's okay. So we're going there. And then also Jeffrey Kendall, CEO of Nimbus.
Good morning.
Right. It is. Yes, it is early. And thank you, by the way, Jeffrey, for sponsoring the coffee tray that you brought down.
At that value somewhere.
Oh, you're humble. You're humble. So anyway, great to be with you guys. I think, as you guys know, we just do an unscripted chat. There's no like hidden agenda or big mission. There's no script, crib notes, none of that kind of stuff. So just
preparation.
No preparation. Yeah. So if this sounds like it's the demo tape, folks, it's the demo tape. I always like to start off by saying, you know, what are you hearing, seeing, any big nuggets you're taking away from Finovate, Rilla?
Oh, I'm up first. Want me to hold this?
Absolutely.
Let's see. It's, you know, day one was yesterday. What I will say is I'm noticing a difference in some of the fintechs in that they're more interested in looking at partnerships and maybe even acquisition from banks. I think fintechs are realizing how hard it is out there to raise capital in this environment. We're also seeing some consolidation in fintechs that have similar value propositions. They're also realizing the importance of scale because of regulatory concerns. And so I think that's shifting from just trying to sell their capability to thinking about different ways of going to market, partnering with banks, partnering with other fintechs, potentially even looking to sell their technology to an organization who can scale it and kind of grow it faster.
Excellent. Excellent. Tammy, what about you? Any perspectives from day one?
You know, I just keep hearing best of breed over best of suite. That's just what I constantly am hearing from customers and prospects alike.
I think that was a best of suite alarm going off.
It was.
Like, it's me.
Good stuff. What about you, Jeffrey?
You know, the biggest thing I've started to see at conferences is that there's been a dilution of the content. But one of the things I've seen at this, you know, at this instance of Finovate is that the panels are a little bit more honest. They're a little bit more authentic. And I think that that's bringing some fresh perspective to sort of some of the talking head points that you kind of get caught up with a lot of the conferences. This is now the sort of format, I think, for content delivery at conferences. So it's good to see it kind of improving and getting out of the just sort of the same thing we've heard at every conference over and over. So heard that for sure.
Yeah. Mary?
Sure.
I'll take it. Yeah. And it's good timing on that comment, Jeffrey, because Jason of Alloy just put out a blog post about like how people should not be saying all this BS kind of stuff of like platitudes and blah, 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 which I feel like I'm doing right now, but hopefully in a more fun way. But to your point, you know, what caught my eye, I guess this was before the show, was Fifth Third acquiring Rise, which I just think is like remarkably interesting. And so I'm also looking at like acquisitions and, you know, here there's more debate on, you know, what's the long-term viability of neobanks? And I know Daylight had really sad news this past week. It's closing down. So I think a lot of people are also looking at what's going to happen to other neobanks.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty gutsy, Rilla, on the panel that you were on yesterday. I really liked how you brought up kind of like, okay, we've been talking, and including me, we've been talking about niches for the longest time. They're really super valuable. They can come with concentration risks, right? So they're this kind of trade-off. And it's not just SVB, it's First Republic, it's all these different things where, it, you know, good in principle, but there, you know, the God is in the details of how you do that. And I would love to get, you know, maybe if you could share a couple of those perspectives, Roland, your thoughts on kind of niche versus concentration and how to strike the balance.
Yeah, you know, a year ago we would have said that Silicon Valley was a hero, and now there has been. And I think what they got right and what I think we all can learn from is they really understood the needs of the segment of customers that they served. And they owned it. I mean, they really had, you know, prominent market share with all the VC-backed companies. Problem is, all those VC-backed companies lost some of their VC funding at the same time, started using up their deposits, run on deposits, then they had to sell their investments, and you all know the story from there. So I think there's something to be learned on the good side and the bad side there. Really understanding your customers, developing a value proposition that's unique, that serves their unmet needs that other normal banks aren't serving is something to be learned. But do that with multiple niches simultaneously. And, you know, it's interesting because as bankers, we're risk managers. And that risk was hiding in plain sight. But we don't think about, I bet they didn't really think about concentration risk of their VC commonality because they're all different industries. And so the boards that I'm on now are saying, what concentration risk do we have that might be hiding in plain sight? Are we too dependent on one regulation? Are we too dependent on one vendor? Are we too dependent on one product? Are we too dependent on interest rates going up or down or what have you? And really looking at and questioning what do we need to think twice about and how do we diversify by having multiple multiple strategies happening simultaneously?
Yeah, good stuff. Any other perspectives on kind of that line of thinking from the rest of the folks? Or we want, or shall we?
Let me just point.
Well, I'm never shy about my comments and opinion. Yeah. No. The one thing I think is really interesting is if I was a banker sitting back watching everything right now, you could take two sort of approaches. One is like, oh my gosh, there's so much risk going on and so much change. Should we back off and, you know, sort of entrench? The other opportunity, though, especially for people who do have still a view to grow. This is one of those times, I think, in the industry. It's almost like Formula One. Like, if you're racing on a dry track, it's actually not that much passing and change going on. When it starts raining, everything, it becomes an equal playing field. And so with all the different change and, you know, big brands like SVB sort of struggling and having challenges there, that's an opportunity, too, for the smaller banks to say, you know what, let's lean into this and actually...
citizens for sure.
Right? That's right. So I think that it's going to be a transfer of just who is doing the business, not necessarily that it's going away. And that's the opportunity, I think, for folks.
Good stuff. Mary, anything?
Yeah, well, a little bit separate, but I sat in on a financial inclusion panel, which was really interesting, actually, because, you know, a lot of the points coming up were like, hey, we actually haven't done very much to like improve anything over the last decade or so. You know, of course, there's exceptions. People will argue like, oh, overdraft fees, banks are dropping them. That's evidence of things working a bit better. But, you know, to your point earlier, Jeffrey, like people are being more candid at things. And I thought that was striking. But also, this was separate of this event, but and coming out in a Gonzo blog soon. But I am a little bit obsessed with this new neobank called Charlie, which has all the problems that a lot of neobanks will, including like it's only its revenue model is interchange fee to begin with. But
no
it no, no, it's
I specialize in it.
But I'm so intrigued by it because it's advancing Social Security payments up to 4 weeks early. Again, that's only solving one problem one time. But I think the vision is like, oh, and we'll, you know, we'll help you get discounts on prescriptions. Because one thing that only became clear to me recently is that seniors are overdrafting on paying for their prescription bills. And that's just like awful, but also an area of opportunity, I think, for, you know, financial services.
So it's a real pain point. And that's one of the things that I've always loved about niches is, you know, if we figure out the concentration risk. And then so I thought, Jeffrey, that I totally agree with your point about the transparency that's coming through on some of these panels. I mean, the panel that you're on, Rilla, I thought the panel that Theo also had, the same thing. We were getting very specific examples and we were stepping back away from the blah, blah, I thought, on balance. I think another topic that I'm hearing is just more confidence around ability to integrate applications together. There's been a lot of, I think it's very appropriate negativity around that. You know, it's like we just assume that somebody throws out, oh yeah, we have an API, like that's going to solve, you know, world hunger. It doesn't, you know, it turns out there's a lot of problems I know, Tammy, this has been you and I have been talking about integrations, and I know you've been around integrations since, you know, A while. We've all been around integrations for a while. Since Charlie. Wow. That did not. Sorry about that. Yeah. Did my eyes kind of, my pupils dilate there for a moment? So, but I just love some of your perspectives, Tammy, around, because I know you spend all this time understanding different interfaces and things like that and how they work. And are you hearing more or more confidence about that at conferences like Finovate?
Absolutely. Yesterday, the comments from Valley Strong Credit Union like really struck a chord with me, because she basically was like, you know, don't wait for your core. Wait no longer. You know, don't be limited by that, and really kind of forge your own path from a technological perspective. And I think we can't wait around anymore, right? And wait around for like the second or the third best thing, which is what the top cores deliver. And so folks are really moving into a zone where they're going to kind of define their own technological future, and working with someone who is a middleware layer will kind of help them do that, whether it's sticking with the same core or going with the new core. These are all things that we're exploring as bankers and together. But it's so different than we thought about technology 10 years ago or 15 years ago when I was at one of the big three core providers. You know, you bought everything top to bottom, right? 300 products. We sold them all to some institutions. And you're never going to get a very good set of products if you buy everything from one place, right? So that's not the way I live my life, right? I don't buy my milk at Macy's, and I don't buy my clothes at King Soopers, right? So yeah, no, banks shouldn't do that either, right? It's not the best experience for bankers, in my opinion. So one thing I wanted to add about the conference is I love the diversity, right? Like, that's something I am noticing, that it doesn't, like, not everybody's, you know, over 65 in a blue suit, right? And that's pretty cool. Not everybody's making or even knows what Charlie is. So that's pretty awesome. Charlie, man, that's some good stuff.
So anybody, any other perspectives on integration or anything else you're seeing here?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think, you know, interoperability is obviously still a topic. It's been a topic for the past 15 years, but we are seeing some of the cores catch up, and that's okay. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to replace their core right now. We know that that's a challenge to do. And so I think taking an approach where you have an integrated stack on top of it is totally great, especially for people that's not practical, right? You have to always sort of look at it the lens of where the customer is, where the bank is, and everybody's different. The one thing that I'm sort of struck by coming here, and this idea of best of breed versus a total stack, though, is if you're a community banker, it must be really, really intimidating trying to manage all the different vendors that we bring to the table to make some sort of things that we would say table stakes work. It's like, you got to have a digital banking front end. You got to have an integration layer. You got to have a data cleanser. You got to have a KYC. If I was a banker just going, how do I navigate the 100 different contracts, the 100 different relationships I now have to start managing? And that's not sustainable for the small banks. If you're a large bank and you have unlimited budgets and unlimited developers, fantastic. But if you're a community bank trying to grow from 500 million to a billion, you have to prioritize. And how do you do it? I mean, and this is, I think, really, you know, you sit on the board of two, you know, relatively different sized banks, and you see the different challenges. I think, how are you guys thinking about who you select and when, and going through that process?
Yeah, I would actually say one of the things, that a trend that is really becoming an issue for banks, is third-party risk management. And regulators now are saying that you own the risk of all of your vendors, or in Coastal's business model, where they're actually offering banking as a service to fintechs who then serve customers. Coastal takes on the risk that fintech has in serving that customer. So the more vendors you have, the more partnerships you have, the more regulatory risk you have. And not just integration risk, not just contract risk, expense, et cetera. It's real regulatory risk. And a lot of organizations are getting slapped with MRIAs because of that. So I do think, and what I was saying earlier about what I'm picking up at this conference, is a lot of fintechs are looking at, how do we bundle our solutions? Not so that we're forcing banks to buy the whole stack, but to integrate multiple things that naturally need to fit together to make it more of a bundle for banks rather than seriously an a la carte menu. And I think that will really help banks just minimize the number of different vendors and different risks that they're going to have to manage.
Yeah. Mary?
Totally different direction, but Finovate makes me nostalgic. I think this was my first event I ever went to covering fintech, like 2008. And so I'm going to end on optimism because I remember Jim, who used to run this event. He was inspired to create this event just seeing a chart in American Banker that made like online banking, then called home banking, like seem like a thing. And I just love to think about that because you think, oh, none of this matters, these little charts, but sometimes they inspire a whole conference. And like, I don't know. I think about that a lot. I might need new hobbies.
I love coming here because A, it is the next generation. It is a younger group of people and they are smart. I mean, they are really smart at understanding market opportunities, capital raising, how to really think about reducing some of the pain points of banks. The level of intellectual curiosity and constant learning and awareness of what's going on in the market is in conferences like Finovate is different than the energy I pick up at other banking conferences where it's really bank heavy. So I get inspired when I come here and energized.
Yeah, and the fact that they have one in New York and one in San Francisco, I just think these towns have such energy. And I agree. I think we should. I like the idea of ending on a high note. I thought that was a great reference, Mary and Rilla. And thank you for joining us on FinTech Hustle. These are your commemorative double albums. Don't try to put a needle down on these because they are coasters. Put your favorite beverage down on them. Thanks again for joining us, guys. We appreciate you having another In the Hall unscripted episode of FinTech Hustle. Thanks again. Mary, any closing comments?
Yes. Thanks, Sam.
All right. Rock on, folks.